Today in New York, the former chairman and chief stockholder of Sotheby's auction house, A. Alfred Taubman, was sentenced to a year and a day in federal prison. He's also been ordered to pay a $7.5 million fine for price fixing. Taubman was convicted in December of conspiring with rival Christie's to set the commission prices that clients paid to sell art at auction. David Darcy reports from New York.
A. Alfred Taubman never testified at his price-fixing trial. He declined to speak today when Judge George Daniels asked him if he had anything to say. Taubman refused to talk to reporters as he hurried into his Range Rover, surrounded by lawyers, family, and friends. Chris Tennyson is Taubman's spokesman.
Obviously, this is not a good day for anybody, so I think the family is very disappointed, and their hearts feel for Mr. Taubman, as we all do.
Before sentencing, Judge Daniels said he'd been asked to consider Taubman's charity work and the 78-year-old's failing health. Queen Noor of Jordan, former President Gerald Ford, Barbara Walters, and Henry Kissinger all asked for leniency. Daniels also considered the cost of the price-fixing scheme to Sotheby's clients. He estimated it to be $150 million. The judge called Taubman the organizer and leader of the scheme and attacked him for perpetuating a conspiracy of denial in which the businessman refused to acknowledge personal responsibility or regret for the crime for which he was convicted in December. Christopher Mason is writing a book on the auction scandal called When the Gavel Falls.
From speaking to people who are close to him, I understand that he still passionately declares his innocence. And so if you passionately declare your innocence, you're certainly not going to express remorse.
Taubman's lawyer, Robert Fisk, noted that the Justice Department recommended that Taubman receive probation. Fisk said his client suffers from heart problems and diabetes, and his doctors had given Taubman 3.8 years to live. The stress of any incarceration will kill Taubman sooner, Fisk warned. Taubman's spokesman, Chris Tennyson.
I don't think that was an exaggeration. I think that's confirmed by the doctor's report. And I think we feel that's a fair assessment of it, as did the probation report.
The burly 78-year-old Taubman looked anything but frail when he shoved photographers who stood between him and his Range Rover today after the sentencing. But no one disputes the fragile health of Sotheby's auction house, which is still trying to rebuild its credibility after collusion charges surfaced more than 2 years ago. Its stock price has never recovered. And now Sotheby's and its competitor Christie's face a new round of fines from the European Community, which has completed its own investigation of price fixing in the 1990s. Author Christopher Mason says the EU could cripple the companies, which already paid more than $500 million of fines between them to settle civil suits in the U.S.
I don't think that Sotheby's, or Christie's for that matter, has another $512 million in cash to be able to support that.
Christie's avoided prosecution in the Taubman case because of its early cooperation with the government. Sir Anthony Tennant, Christie's former chairman, was indicted along with Taubman, but refused to appear at the trial. He could not be extradited from the United Kingdom. Unless Taubman appeals his sentence, he will enter federal prison on August 1st. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.